What up, guys? It's Pool, and I just want to let you guys know today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/cheapseatpod and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/cheapseatpod, and now on with the show!
What is up? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to View from the Cheap Seats. I am Justin, as always, joined by
AJ,
Pops,
Poole,
and this week we have
Mark.
Speak your fuck up.
Mark.
There you go.
Mark.
So, this show is going to be a little different. It is the Tom Brady's birthday spectacular.
Yay, happy birthday, Tom.
Happy birthday, Tom.
That pretty ass motherfucker. So, we're just going to do a bunch of lists and
see where we go from there.
Yeah, I guess.
We'll just throw it out there.
Yeah. So, what's going on, boys? Anything change in between the last time I was here? And
about the same, brother.
About the same. Pulling.
Chilling.
Fucking
chilling. And swilling.
Drunk as fuck, chilling.
All right, so I wrote down about six lists that we're going to discuss for the Brady Birthday Spectacular. And since no one has anything else to add, I guess we'll just jump into it.
Okay.
So Brady's top five passes. These are ones that I wrote down. Some of these are statistically his best. Other ones are personal opinion.
Okay.
So, number five, Malcolm Mitchell versus the 49ers when he was, like, getting mauled and then threw, like, a 51-yard touchdown to the rookie. That was super impressive.
Okay, we'll take that one.
Zero input. Tight. Number four. you guys are the fucking worst. The Gronk one-hander last year against the Bills, Gillette.
Tight.
Where it was like back shoulder, and he was just like, let me do a 360 quick scope.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, though, after that, he did like a couple, you know, get off me.
No, he just caught it and it was in the end zone.
Good.
AJ, you're thinking about the Browns game where he just like...
He just bodied fucking everybody.
The entire team.
Yeah. Okay. The LaFell game winner versus the Ravens in the playoffs, the game that I was at, the Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl year. That pass was so fucking pretty. That was perfect. Just fucking left corner of the end zone. That happened right underneath my seats. And I almost punched the person next to me. And yeah, that
Wait,
was just...
Are you talking about JoJo?
Yeah.
So they had a trash can in the end zone?
Mark, let's go. Come on. Enough trash can talk. This is Tom Brady's birthday spectacular.
Yeah, happy birthday.
But, no, that pass was fucking ridiculous. It was perfect. I don't think he could have thrown that ball better. It landed right at his fucking chest with one hand, with a safety and a corner.
It was completely
right on top
accuracy.
Of him. Dad, if this is the food, just...
Signature.
Food
hope.
Here, Dad. Give that to Deb. Thanks. Oh, no, there's a bunch of change. Oh. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Sweet.
No, that catch was definitely... It was pitch perfect.
He couldn't have thrown it better.
No.
He absolutely could not have thrown it better.
Gone, ready to go.
By the way, I don't know if we mentioned this. It is the Tom Brady's birthday spectacular. It is Tom Brady's 41st birthday. And he's still better than every other quarterback in the NFL.
Still killing it.
He's just so much better than fucking everybody. And I love it. Everybody loves it. He's handsome as fuck.
Except for the haters, nigga.
Also, did you guys see the stuff that they did at Gillette Stadium for his birthday?
It was big old that, fucking 12
like,
cake?
Was it like a 10 or 1,000 pound birthday cake?
900 pounds.
Yeah.
900 pound birthday cake.
Just a number 12. That man ate one sliver of that
cake. I know an actual stat. It took 2,000 eggs.
Yep.
I don't know the flour and everything else, but it took 2,000 eggs to make that cake.
Well, yeah, no, that shit was no joke.
400 pounds
and
of
flour. They did a hell of a job.
Did I see a picture of it?
Well, I got a couple ideas on passes too, man. The Brandon Cooks on the edge of the end zone there. Have we covered that one?
No, we didn't. But that was pretty. But these are just ones that I found and wrote down. So
okay,
I guess. The Wes Welker 99-yard touchdown against Dolphins.
Oh!
Yeah, where they were on like the half a yard line and they were just like, nah, we're gonna score a touchdown in one play.
No big deal.
Cause fuck you.
Classic shit.
That was a great play. It was a great play call. And then number one, it's the Kembrell Tompkins catch in the Saints game. Which was the Zolak Unicorn Show Ponies. That was a ridiculous fucking throw over the other team. And that was just pretty as fuck.
Yeah, but mine was a 23-50. Randy Moss caught 23, Brady threw 50 that game.
Yep.
That 62-yard bomb that he chucked there, man.
Oh, that was a great pass.
That was one of my favorites,
But
man.
The thing is, though, is he was 9 yards downfield from the fucking cornerback. These are essentially catches that were made in, I guess, trying circumstances. I don't know.
Well, pinpoint accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
The Brandon Cooks, man, on the edge of the end zone. I thought that was one of the awesome ones.
That was a tiptoeing.
Both feet down, freaking falling
off. That was a brilliant fucking catch.
That was awesome, man.
That was a tiptoeing.
Yeah.
That was a fucking great catch.
That was another winner.
All right. So, that is it for our first Tom Brady list. The next one is top five Super Bowl performances. Coming in at number five. No, here's the thing. We don't have to rank them. I took these down with his stats and everything. So.
Okay.
Super Bowl 39 against the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Brady went 23 of 33, 236 yards, two touchdowns, zero interceptions, Pats won 24-21.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do we want to discuss this at all, or am I just going to move on to the next one?
No, let's move on to the next one. That wasn't that big of a deal.
All right. Super Bowl 38 against the Panthers. Brady went 32 of 48, 354 yards, three touchdowns, one pick. Pats went 32-29.
And Ricky Prohl, thanks again, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that was much better. You know.
Again, first he was with the Rams, then he was with the Panthers, and he got burned both times, so... I kind of enjoyed that one.
But I like the fact that this list definitely progresses, and...
it's only going to get better.
It's just going to get better.
I think as the list goes on, it's definitely, you know, we're going to have more to talk, but... Like, the first one is, you know, it is what it was.
Yep.
You know, but...
Yeah, but... I'm still all about the Rams one, man. That was a great day for him.
We're getting there.
Okay.
Number three is Super Bowl 49. Brady went 37 of 50. God damn, throwing a ball fucking all day.
Yep.
328 yards, four touchdowns, two picks. Pats win 28-24. Thank you, Malcolm.
Yep. The Butler
did. Thank you, Malcolm
did.
Butler.
Yeah, thanks, Pete Carroll. At least that's one thing you
the
did for
Butler
the Patriots.
The Butler spectacular.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, at least Pete Carroll did something for the Patriots.
And Butler got a car.
Yeah, Brady's car, but he got a car anyway.
Yeah. Yes, he did. All right. Number two, you were at this. Super Bowl 36 versus the Rams. Brady went 16 to 27.
Oh, yeah.
145 yards, one touchdown, no picks. Pats win 2017. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, that was an awesome
Vinatieri
game.
Yeah, Vinatieri was...
But that last drive, though, man, that was the drive.
John Madden, you should play for overtime. Shut the fuck up.
The defense was tired after that, man. Yeah, I don't think they could have went to overtime. Belichick knew that the defense was pretty beat up after that. They were wiped. There was no way they could have. I think if they went to overtime, the Patriots would have lost that game.
Probably, but they didn't.
Nope,
you know,
they didn't.
He's our savior sometimes.
Well.
He can't carry.
I mean, so was Troy Brown. Troy Brown caught a couple of big passes.
The original TB.
Yeah, TB.
He caught a couple of big freaking plays, passes in that drive there, and that kept us alive here. So we'll give him that one.
All right.
And what's the number one?
Number one is Super Bowl 51 against the Falcons.
Yep.
Brady goes...
Stupid.
God, I'm like eating food.
Ugh.
Brady goes 43 of 62, 466 yards.
Yep.
Two touchdowns.
Yep.
Fuck.
Oh, bless you.
One interception.
Fucking yeet.
Pats win 34-28. I missed the whole second half, so I'm going to let you guys discuss.
Yeah. Yeah, were they like, they blew a 25-point lead?
They blew a 25-point lead.
They
man.
Definitely blew a 25-point lead.
I was jumping like, up and down for the last 14 minutes of the fourth quarter, man.
I kept telling you guys to hang in there, man. It wasn't over yet.
We discussed it at halftime, and can't give up on it.
Most of us hung in there.
Yep.
A few of us.
There were some doubts.
A few of us.
You know what? I'll tell you like this.
Never count them out.
Nope.
No.
You know,
never.
You obviously drank a lot, Justin.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No, really?
You were out.
Yep.
By halftime. Regardless, though.
I was blackout drunk by the end of the fucking first.
by the end of the game, being a Jets fan, for watching that game, it was still AFC for me.
Yep.
And by the end of that game, I was screaming just like you do in regular season games. Forget the Super Bowl. I'm surprised they didn't hear us.
The question is,
were you
screaming fuck at the top of your lungs?
Absolutely.
Okay, attaboy.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, attaboy.
I wanted them to win that so fucking bad after they came back from that fucking deficit like
they
that.
They can't come back from that and not win.
Yeah.
No. There's no way in fuck. Yeah. Like, the second that overtime coin toss went to the Patriots, that was game.
Yep.
That was game.
We knew it.
Yeah. Yeah, but look at what they had to do to get there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had to
work.
Go balls out and work.
Perseverance.
You know? And then they got there. And
well,
it's
had
like,
to have a lot of breaks go
resilience.
Their way, too. I mean,
but
sacking him back out of field goal range towards
yep.
the end.
Shout
there,
out Hightower.
Really
that was a fucking dirty strip.
But I'm sorry.
That
I
really
mean,
helped.
Made the game.
All of us.
If it was a field goal then, that game would have been out of reach for us.
I can honestly say that all of us are going to all pass away. And we will never see an overtime Super Bowl game.
Fuck no.
It's the first time in history.
It's not even an overtime Super Bowl game. You're not going to see a team come back from fucking 25 points in a Super Bowl.
But no.
Okay,
but also that goes to show, though, TB12 doesn't make the Patriots. The team makes the Patriots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was one hell of a team effort.
Team
right
effort
there.
Has
team
it,
effort.
Always.
You like, know, but it just blows
coaching
it.
Coaching staff, everything, like...
You got to respect the sidelines.
It just blows that people sit there going, well, that was the biggest collapse in Super Bowl history. How about the best comeback?
What about
Super
the comeback?
But they don't want to give us our due because we're the Patriots.
It's the Patriots.
And they're sick of us winning. Well,
sorry,
I mean,
listeners. This isn't ESPN radio.
No, this is, you know, view from the cheap seats, man. We're all about the Patriots. And that was
it is
the best
more fun to say
ever.
The Falcons fucking blew it, though.
Oh, yeah, it is. But
or like the owner on the side, like, yeah.
Yeah, fucking Arthur Blank, who I'm just going to say.
Get out of here.
Sorry.
Arthur Blank looks like a fucking waiter at a restaurant that only serves ghosts. Seriously, he looks like he's passed on to the next life, and he's just like, yeah, you want a mimosa or something, you fucking ghostly ass motherfucker?
Well. Tom Brady definitely brought them back for that one. Everybody did. The Edelman catch was outrageous.
That was
man.
One of the most insane things I've ever seen.
It was about
seen.
Time we got one of those catches instead of that stupid Tyree catch. I'm so sick of hearing that.
Yeah.
But, you know, show the Edelman catch. That was just crazy outrageous, man.
That was the prettiest thing.
But
talk about concentration.
They won't show it because it's success for the Patriots.
Of course it is. They'd rather show us falling on our face.
If it was for another team, then, that'd be all over top 10 ESPN, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
It's like, if you don't like the Patriots, at least respect the sport enough to show a good catch when it's a good catch.
It was.
Or just a good play when it's a good play.
Talk about concentration, though, man. I mean, you want to hate the Patriots?
Look,
tough shit.
I like Mark's response. I don't like the Patriots. I don't. I'm a Jets fan. I'm not supposed to like the Patriots. I don't like the Patriots.
It's a division rivalry. He's not supposed
Absolutely.
To like
Absolutely. I'm not supposed to like them. And I don't. But when it comes down to it...
You respect them.
I do respect them.
You
I
have
respect
to.
The hell out
you
of these guys.
You got to. You can't. You don't have a choice, man. I mean...
So for all you Jets fans out there...
The division doesn't have a choice. Just slap the dick shit out of everybody.
For all you Jets fans out there that want to throw shade...
Not even Jets
we're
fans.
We're just not that good.
Everybody.
Well... Everybody, but I'm speaking from my team's perspective.
Right, okay.
A lot of you guys, fans out there, Jets fans out there, that want to throw shade
and talk all kinds of shit. Fuck that. This team is good. They're going to, for the foreseeable future, they're going to be good.
Well, there's been no team in a decade like this, man.
Stop throwing shade at these fucking guys.
No.
They're good.
There's been no team in a decade like this, man.
And don't get pissed when they succeed where you can't.
Hashtag get good.
Yeah, but it just sucks that if it was Dallas or if it was the Niners like it used to be or the Steelers, everybody would be like, oh, yeah, we love a winner. But now that it's the Patriots, everybody hates us. And it's like, that's fine, man.
That's fine. Yeah, but look at the Browns fans. They know their team sucks. They still respect them. And, like, really loyal fans.
Mm-hmm.
They still.
I don't know if they respect them, but they show up on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, we're still trying to get a Browns fan to come here, too.
Respect,
so.
You know? But they're loyal.
Yep.
They are. Browns fans are probably the most fucking loyal fucking fan base in the NFL.
$10 and you get a free hot dog and a beer.
Mm. Or the Jag fans like it used to be, but now that they're in the playoffs, they're going to start getting a crowd over there. Yep. Now the bandwagon fans are going to start showing up like the Patriot fans. I remember going to the games with, 7,000 people in the stands. And now it's just crazy, but if this starts going off...
7,000 of your closest friends.
Yep. If this starts going off the other end, it'll be back to the old days, man, where there's hardly anybody there again because, why? We're New England.
Fuck them.
We like winners here, but, hey, it's good to have everybody on board now, man, while we can enjoy this because, I mean, I remember the old days. All you guys got all the winning years, and it's great. So.
Yeah, you've been through some tough times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Up and down. Still a Pats fan. That's what it's about.
Look at the early 80s, mid-80s Patriots. They couldn't do a goddamn thing.
Hey, I remember going to training camp the year before the Bears Super Bowl.
Try beating the Bears.
11 people. 11 people at training camp. And now there's like thousands of people that show up. But that's what it is, man. But there's still a few of us true Patriot fans that are left out there.
And you know what? We'll still be Pats fans once the dynasty is over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna rep fucking red, white, and blue till I die. I have the fucking Patriots logo tattooed on my fucking left arm, and I have their Super Bowls tattooed across my fucking knuckles.
Yep.
I can't hide those.
Yeah, but that's how you know you're real fans.
Exactly.
You know? Like, you guys give me shit for, being a Jets fan, and I it's all in good fun.
Well, we give you shit, but we at least know you're a fucking true fan
God
of the Jets.
Oh, goddamn right. I'll never, ever, ever steer away from the Jets. Mm. It'd be the same thing if you guys were in that position. You know? Finally, let's say 10, 15, whatever years down the road, you guys are in that position, you all are still going to be Patriots fans. Die-hard Patriots fans, and that's the way it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And not to bring up bad times, but even like with Dan, with the Eagles Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was great for him, shitty for us, but I mean, yeah. We had some
But how many fucking times are you going to see your team go to the Super Bowl 8 times in your fucking lifetime?
Never.
You're not.
Never.
You're fucking not.
Good luck.
You ain't going to see that again, man.
You're fucking not.
Never.
That's why for me it's easy, cheesy, breezy, man. It's great to be a Patriots fan still.
Oh, it's real fucking easy to be a Pats fan.
Of course it is.
All right. So we're going to break into the next list. This is Tom Brady's top 5 runs of all time.
Oh.
Number 5.
Is there 5 of them?
I didn't write it. Number 4. I also didn't write one. Number 3. Yeah, nothing. Number 2. Nope. Number 1. Brady jukes Brian Urlacher. If you don't believe us, fucking YouTube it. Brian Urlacher just got into the hall and got juked by the slowest person maybe in NFL history.
Who even makes fun of himself on Instagram about, what was it, the Jaguars game? Where
Dolphins.
He caught the pass and then...
Yeah, we know how fast
That was the best run of Tom Brady's career. But he juked a Hall of Fame linebacker, being the slowest fucking person in the league.
But you know what?
Exactly.
I like Tom Brady for that because a lot of these new quarterbacks coming out there, they're like, they throw it, they run it, but a lot of these guys
afraid to take a hit.
No, it's not even that. A lot of these guys are just running it out there, and that's like this new trend.
I gotta piss.
It's like this new trend over the past little bit, it's become like almost like a regular for younger NFL quarterbacks to be, a runner, not a thrower, not a You know, not a passer, not a you know, you hand the ball off
that's
to the running
back.
Because
of how different the college game is.
But, which, either way, I mean, you still have Brady, and it's like, yeah, we could only come up with one. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if we really thought about it, we could come up with five.
Yeah, but look at
that one right there.
That's why he was 199.
He just jukes around a legendary. And I'm a Brian Urlacher fan, so maybe I'm unbiased. But, actually, I'm not biased, because that's him going out there, Brian Urlacher, a fucking legend, and Tom Brady just jukes right the hell around him and does what he has to do.
Well, actually, AJ, if I could cut you off, there's a difference between a legend and a god.
Yeah, well, Tom Brady's a god, but he's not in the Hall of Fame yet.
We got to justify the same Brady.
No, come on.
Yeah, but
he's not in the Hall of Fame yet. He's still playing. I'm talking this guy that just got inducted into the Hall of Fame. Is no longer playing, hasn't played for years, but while he was playing, Brady...
A no-namer at the time.
I'll tell you, one of the slowest
he
quarterbacks
he wasn't a no-namer,
NFL.
But he was still the slowest person in the NFL.
The 199th draft pick.
He is definitely... I don't want to say number one for slowest quarterbacks in the NFL.
I would.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a fan of Brady, but he's just the slowest fucking person
is.
I've ever seen in my
life.
But
he took on a fucking legend.
But the thing is, always, he says it's not his game. Brady's not
matter.
A fucking option quarterback. He's a fucking pocket passer.
Yeah. Watch him throw the 63-yard ball.
Well, no, that's the thing. Is because everybody's like, oh, he's not fast. It's like, when did we ask Brady to run 40
exactly.
fucking yards?
Exactly.
No,
don't.
We ask him to fucking throw the ball 50 yards downfield to a fucking triple-covered Randy Moss and score a fucking touchdown.
We're looking for Brady Manziel? Fuck off.
But I'm saying, like, his best running plays. Like,
Manziel's a fucking option quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
Lamar Jackson is an option quarterback. Cam RG3,
Newton.
Cam Newton.
Russell
those guys.
Wilson.
Those guys that can run. But Brady has always been to stand in the fucking pocket, get rid of the football.
But think about when he came in. What'd he was still old-fashioned. I'm going to hand it off to my running
back.
Well,
when he came in, it was Drew Bledsoe City.
Yep.
And then, thank you, Mo Lewis.
But I'm saying, when he first started, it was still... This era of, like, you throw it, you pass it off to your running back, that's it.
Yeah, but look at
there's none of this running, you know, you run the ball for freaking 10, 15
yards. Yeah, but look at how many
I mean?
Of the running quarterbacks have been injured now. And the pocket passers that sit back there, I mean, sure, the running quarterback was the thing of the, you know, was the pass eight thing here for a couple of years. But like we said, when the RG3s and everybody else got hurt, the pocket passers were still there, man, standing back there hooking it, and they seem to have the longer career, you know.
Well, I mean, all it takes is that one bad slip, and you blow out your ACL.
Well, dude, look at fucking Teddy Bridgewater, fucking like 2 years ago with the Vikings.
Yep,
it was in training camp. He just dropped back to fucking pass, planted his right knee, and his fucking knee exploded.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
he was out for the fucking year.
Yeah,
he just dropped back to pass like a normal fucking pocket quarterback, and his knee just fucking exploded like a fucking volcano, and he was out for the rest of the year. That was it. Just boom, one play, you're done.
Flacco too.
Yeah,
which can
fuck
happen.
Flacco.
Yeah. Well, like I said,
he's a backup quarterback.
Yeah, but fuck him.
Look at the RG3 boy. They saw when
he
went to Washington and
but
stuff.
Fuck him.
He was going to
be he bombs it because he's going to go.
Shut up and pray.
I'm going to get a fucking bullshit pass interference call, fucking 50 yards downfield.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, Flacco. I hope you hear this.
Yeah.
You fucking cock.
Which, nowadays you can't do that anymore.
Well,
like
yeah,
I said,
anymore.
The RG3, I mean, he thought he was going to be the savior of Washington, and then he got hurt.
Everybody did.
And now where is he?
Baltimore.
I mean, it's because those
where
running
quarterbacks go
man.
To die. Except for Trent Dilfer. Who,
yeah, Trent Dilfer.
Mm-hmm. Trent Dilfer said the Patriots weren't good anymore. And also, to anybody who's made the argument that any quarterback that wins a Super Bowl is elite, fuck you. Because Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. And again... Fuck you. Trent Dilfer is not elite. Why?
He's a fucking
fuck
bum.
Fuck you. Fuck you is why.
Now
he's a fucking bum.
Like they say, those who can't do teach, man. So, but, I mean, like I said, the running quarterback was good for a while there, but look at all of them that have been running. They're off to some other
they're
team.
They're all getting
they're,
hurt except for
done.
Russell Wilson.
Yep.
Like, Russell Wilson is the only one that is still surviving.
True.
Getting fucked up.
Yeah, but his day could be coming, too.
But
I mean,
here's the thing,
Wilson
though.
Wilson
like,
is like a juke machine, though.
Well, there's the thing is, Wilson like, is really fucking
really
good.
Fast.
And I respect him. I respect Wilson as a quarterback.
I hate that he plays for the Seahawks.
I just, exactly. I fucking
I
hate Seattle.
More.
I fucking hate Pete Carroll.
I
fucking hate
more.
Their quote-unquote fans who are probably now Patriots fans or Eagles fans. since God knows the Seattle Seahawks didn't have any fucking fans until 4 years ago.
Yep.
So we're the 12th man. Like, really, you guys lost. Like, oh, we're going to go catch another
game. I love
game.
Russell Wilson's game, and I respect him as a person and a quarterback. I wish he played for a team. Also, that I could
good on marrying Seahawks.
Like, I can't respect the Seattle Seahawks.
I don't like the Seahawks. I'm sorry.
But he is good. You can't.
He's a great player.
No, he is. Dude, he can extend a play like a motherfucker. He can extend a play like a motherfucker.
He can put that ball where it needs to go.
Yeah.
He can run that ball.
He just sheds the motherfucker.
Runs 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
And then just fucking delivers the ball.
Yeah. Oh, he keeps the play going. No doubt about it.
It's crazy. Like a 10-yard loss.
I hate it.
Exactly. He's one of the best scramble quarterbacks in the NFL. I wish he played for a different team.
He's one hit away from being done.
What I want to know is how we got here from Tom Brady juking Brian Urlacher. Whatever. All right. Well, you guys are ready to move on to the next list?
Why not?
Let's do it. All righty. So this is Tom Brady's top 5 clutch moments. Coming in at number 5, the Ravens game we already talked about. Mm-hmm. I was at that game. That was just the best throw I've ever seen.
And I broke and 2 salad plates at work.
Mark broke some salad plates at work because, you know, fuck Baltimore.
Damien, if you're
but
having
that
this,
was,
the plates don't
he's
come
never,
out of my
he's head. Never going to listen to this. But, no, that was probably the best Patriots game I've ever been at. I remember Dylan calling me after the clock hit 0. And him just screaming into the phone saying that Edelman pass was the best play I've ever seen in football history. Obviously, Dylan hasn't watched a lot of football, but that was a fucking sick. I actually almost got kicked out of the fucking stadium when that play happened because I was getting French fries and I saw the play happen on the TV above like the concession stand, and I jumped on to a bunch of strangers and security grabbed me by my ankles. And they ripped me off of them. And luckily, I jumped onto a bunch of Pats fans. And they said, nah, man, nah, calm down. He's with us. And I was like, you the real MVP. They stopped me from getting kicked out of the fucking stadium.
Glad the fans were willing to, they didn't know you from a fucking hole in the wall.
All they needed to know, was my blue fucking Patriots jersey.
You're a Pats fan.
That's all
that matters. All
they needed.
You came in, and you went hard, and they went...
And they went,
no,
oh, yeah,
security.
He's with us.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's with us.
Yeah.
And that was the single greatest moment I've had at Gillette Stadium.
A pivotal point of the game.
Yes!
Like, who wouldn't freak the fuck out?
Yeah. But I just launched myself into a bunch of people I don't even fucking know. And they were like, yo, no, he's with us. Security, fuck off. And then I was like, y'all the real MVPs. That was the greatest, single greatest fucking shit I've ever seen in my life. So good on you.
There's been a lot of great
and
moments.
And walked off to your own place.
And then I just went back up. I just went back up to fucking stands, got fucking white out. Just
but that's
white
what fans
out,
are supposed to be.
Blackout drunk. Actually, no, white out. It did. It was fucking. That was the coldest game I've ever been to, man. That Ravens game, it was like, I think it was -9 at kickoff.
Remember the preseason?
And it dropped down to like -18. No, we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting
there.
All right.
Well, I remember you texting me like, dude, it's so fucking cold.
Dude, it was so rough, man. It was like the wind felt like glass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just ripping across my face. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to fucking make it to the end of this shit. Because it was just.
It makes it worth it.
I literally, I had like an Infinity scarf. Shout out Infinity scarfs. Those things are the fucking best. But I pulled the thing over my face, and it was like my eyes were just getting cut with, like, dragon glass.
I'm blind!
And I'm like, all right, this is fucking ridiculous. So I went down, I bought, like, a pair of, like, glasses, and I'm just sitting there like, I can't see shit. So I ended up, like, giving the glasses to some random person and just dealing with the fact that the wind felt like a katana just sliding across my pupils at 50 miles an hour. I'm like...
Is this helping you see better?
Dude, it was so brutal, man. It was fucking rough. But anyway, we'll move on to the next game. Pops, you were at this shit, man. I was in Florida with Cheryl. The Tuck Rule game.
Yep.
How was that? I'm gonna let you explain that because that was what, 2001? So I was 11, AJ was 9, Pullen was 10, Mark was what, 13?
What year?
2001.
So I was like
about
13. 14.
Okay, so 14.
So what are you saying? I'm old? That
yes.
was a great game.
Yes, I am.
We took the limo luckily that night. Those were some of the biggest snowflakes I'd ever seen. Mm. I mean, it was snowing to beat the band there. That
Dude, I've seen
the
video
the
and
games.
It's like it looks like somebody cut a dollar in half, and it was just like
these 2-inch wide, 1-inch tall snowflakes were just everywhere.
Well, like when they were shoveling off the line for Vinatieri.
Yeah, well, they didn't even shovel off the line. The fucking Oakland Raiders dumbasses took a fucking timeout. But anyway, go ahead, Dad. Dad was there.
I was sitting in the end zone where they kicked the tying field goal, and we sit 17 rows up from the field behind the goalpost, and even we couldn't see that.
Was that Vinatieri's best kick? I'm going to say yes.
I would say yes.
That was you couldn't see kick. Shit.
You couldn't. We couldn't. You even couldn't see it from where we sat.
Fucking thing.
From where we sat, we couldn't even see it going through. We waited for their officials to put their arms up.
And by the time that they cleared the snow off, it was already covered again.
Yep. That's we had Connie behind us. Your mom kept dusting off the balls on AJ. My Joker's hat, but also Ryan's father was at the game with us for that game, and that was probably one of the best games I'd ever seen.
Yeah, we're in Florida, right? Playoffs.
Yeah, you were. Because
I think mom, Cheryl, didn't mom go to see her friend the night of the snowball game, Chris?
Yeah, you guys were in Florida. Yeah, we were in Disney.
And mom went to go see Chris, and then me and Cheryl and M stayed at the hotel, and I remember you calling Cheryl, and then her being like, oh my God, that's awesome. Yep. And then I hung up, and then she hung up, and I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
We took a limo that night.
We won the game, and I was like, cool, and then Super Bowl 36.
We took the limo that night, and that was a great idea because the snow was just coming down like I haven't seen in a long time. But that was one of the best games I'd ever been to. I mean, I've been to a few playoff games, and that was probably one of my top ones. Obviously, I mean,
it was bad.
Oh, the snowflakes were the size of my hand at one point.
Bad. But see, the thing is, though, is it's so funny seeing Chargers fans being like, yeah, we fucking rep our team. We're there every fucking game. It's like, Dave, that's great. It's easy when it's fucking 72 degrees year-round. Try going to fucking Gillette Stadium, dealing with the bullshit weather, the bullshit fans, and then literally going there, like I did at the Baltimore game. I think kickoff, they said it was minus 11 fucking degrees.
Yeah.
And what did I do? Oh. I sat there the whole fucking game. I got pissed drunk, and I had the time of my life.
Well,
okay.
The Titans game that we went to, the playoff game, the Titans game.
I'll take your Reds.
They usually don't let you come back in once you go out.
No, Fort Hill.
But they had heating tents outside so that you could go out and warm up and go back in for the Red Cross. Shout out to them.
We just got to pass them around.
But that was probably the coldest game I'd probably ever been to.
That was, but dude, like, playoff. People don't understand what it's like being a Patriots fan in New England. People think, like, oh, I'm a Patriots fan from fucking Texas. Great. You're like never going to see the Patriots there. And if you do, it's going to be in a fucking dome. Because you got Dallas, who's in a dome. Houston, who's in a fucking dome. What's the other Texas team?
Indy. Oh, wait.
Yeah, Indy's definitely not Texas. But you get my point. Yep. You go to fucking Gillette Stadium, it's a fucking experience, man. It's fucking freezing cold.
Like
you got
Green
the
Bay.
Fucking wind. But, all right, so we need to finish this list up because we got some segments we got to get to.
It's like being
Dude,
Green
that's
Bay.
What I'm saying. It's the fucking Skeleton King.
That's dope.
That
dude,
shit is
right?
So heavy.
That's so fucking
anyway,
awesome.
So that was the Tuck Rule so game. Yeah, Poulin's going to like this one. Number 3, Tom Brady clutch moment. Week 12, 2013.
The down, Will Fork catch?
Down. Nope. Down 14-0 at halftime. You and Deb were at that game.
Against
Poulin
Denver.
Went outside to take a piss.
Yeah.
And we scored. So we made Poulin sit outside on the
Denver.
Stone wall.
With a bottle
every
of vodka.
Every time the Patriots were on offense, with a bottle of vodka. And we
and
said, just
bag.
Listen. Yep, with a sleeping bag, a bottle of vodka. And we said, wait for the pass to score, and you can come running in. What do the Patriots
Denver
do?
Game.
Wes Walker fucking muffs the punt of his life.
Thank you,
and
Wes.
And the fucking Patriots win that game.
Wes finally got us to a Super Bowl.
Like 34-31.
Pops.
So, fuck yeah.
Pops, I get out of work, I show up to the shrine, and I see Poulin outside like this.
With a bottle of vodka and a sleeping bag,
like,
man.
I'm like, dude, why
well,
are you
Well, because Poulin went to take a piss when we were on offense, and that was the first time
Real
we
thought.
Scored. Was Poulin was outside, and I said, Poulin, bro. I'm sorry,
you have
but you
to gotta
outside. Spend every time we're on offense. You gotta spend outside, and it fucking worked.
Yo,
the Pats
like,
came back.
We won.
Scored 30, like what, 28 unanswered points.
Well, you used to make me go to the bathroom every time they went to the bathroom.
I didn't
they
make
scored.
You go to the bathroom. You just always went to the bathroom, and you come back and go, "Oh, what the fuck?" Because the Patriots would always score every time you took a piss
yo,
break.
Yo, I was yo, pissed drunk
I'll
in a snowstorm and warm
Poulin
as fuck.
Just there,
dude, just slamming vodka.
I was like, Poulin, why aren't you inside?
Dude,
then,
drinking
and
vodka
like,
in a sleeping bag on the front wall.
And Justin comes in the door. No, Mark, get in here. fuck Poulin. He has to stay outside.
Yep. He had to, man.
What the fuck did but I
dude,
miss?
But, dude, here's the thing. It fucking worked. Yep. It fucking worked. Because we started that game, we were watching upstairs. We never watched a game inside.
Nope.
So the second halftime hit, I looked at Dylan, I looked at Poulin, and they both knew. I just looked at him and I went, you know what we got
to
do.
Go to the
and
shrine.
We suited the fuck up, went the fuck downstairs, turned the fucking game on in the garage, and sure as shit, fucking Patriots have one of their greatest comebacks of all time.
Got to go to the shrine, man.
That's what we did. Happens. We went right downstairs, dude,
outside,
and the Pats fucking win.
Well, like, it's a
went,
sacrifice well,
dude,
that's worth Poulin it.
Went outside to take a it piss, but dude, that's the thing.
I felt
Poulin,
so bad.
Poulin, no, dude,
that
you
was
didn't
the
have
Denver
to feel
game,
bad.
Right?
Yes.
No, yeah.
But
well,
you didn't, dude,
I
you didn't have to feel bad, though. Dude, you didn't have to.
Just like this. I was like, dude, why are you
Marky,
outside?
you didn't have to feel bad because Poulin.
It was worth it.
Exactly. He's a team fucking player. And he fucking sure as shit sat outside every time we're on offense. And the second we would hear, he would hear screaming, I'd look over
and
I'd see the
like,
door. No, I would hear the door rip open and just, ah! And fucking Poulin would come screaming in with a handle of vodka, just fucking wasted.
And Dylan
and that
would be
night,
right there. Like,
that night was fucking
yeah, but
sick.
Justin, you also gotta remember when I got there, I'm like Poulin, why? Because, like, dude, he was like fucking blue.
Yep. Yeah. Like, all right, we gotta get through the rest of this list.
Definitely took one for the team, man.
Oh, yeah, so he did. So we got to finish this list, and we got to do some commercial business.
Yeah.
So number two, Tom Brady clutch moments. The Saints game, Kimbrel Tompkins touchdown, Scott Zolak's unicorn show ponies versus beef game.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous. Drove the field in fucking, what, 45 seconds?
Ain't much to say about that
Austin
one.
Austin Colley.
Kimbrel.
Thank you. That was pretty as fuck. All right, well, I guess we'll move to number one, Super Bowl 51. You can't really say there's a more
the Falcons
clutch.
Blew a 25-point lead?
Yes, but the Patriots also came back from 25 points down. It's going to be one of those
which
where
was,
it's like,
I'll watch that with my grandkids.
Yes, you will.
I will. Like, you're never going to see that again.
Absolutely
never,
fucking.
Ever going to see that again.
Absolutely.
I know, Justin, you watch it the most out of all of us, but
yeah.
I've rewatched that like 7 times. And
no, I got blackout drunk. I missed the whole second half, but
no.
I've watched it so many times where I can almost tell you every play
word
from the
word.
Entire second half
well,
of that fucking
came back,
game.
And just like a good New England fan, you got fucking drunk.
I got fucking yeah. I had to ask Cheryl. Cheryl, remember that day after the Super Bowl I had to ask if we won?
Yeah.
I stumbled out. Cheryl had a cup of tea ready for me.
Oy.
Cheryl had a cup of tea ready for me and I went out there. I was honestly probably so fucking drunk. And I walked out and I went, Cheryl, do we win? She went, yep. And I went,
cool.
No. And she went, yep. And then I turned it to fucking NFL Network and I was like, wow. All right. And then, like I said, the next fucking 3 days, dude, all I did was watch the whole second half of that game. And, dude, like I said, I can tell you almost every fucking play from the second half of that game.
The only shitty part about that night was you weren't in the final photo before everybody left.
I don't even give a fuck.
Well, I know. We all
but
took
like,
our
I don't even care.
Photo. Like, you were there in spirit.
I don't even care.
You were there
I don't even
spirit.
Care.
So for those,
I was in Atlanta in spirit, dude. I was transcending. I was in the fourth dimension that night.
He had his head in the trash can,
so,
man. We all right.
Okay,
for,
so.
For those of you that don't know, you know, Justin was there in spirit. Like I said, I'll recap on it. But that is going to be a Super Bowl that nobody will ever see in their lifetime.
Yep.
And if they do, then they're going to be lucky as fuck as us.
All right, so we're already up to almost 40 minutes. I need to do some commercial business because I don't think
do
it was me
here.
Last time. So, hey, audible.com, here's your fucking mid-roll. Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/cheapseatpod and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It is that easy. Go to audible.com/cheapseatpod to get started today. I have used audible.com and I worked at FedEx. It is fucking tight. I listened to the BioShock book. It's very good. And if we're going to throw you guys
present.
A book, I want to say... check out Bill Belichick on Football by Pete Smith. Bill Belichick, in his own words, coaching philosophy from the best coach in NFL history. Back to the originally scheduled program. Don't clap for me. I didn't earn it. We have a lot of cover in 20 minutes. So,
short and sweet, boys.
This one, I need you guys to just get the point of this and then move to the next one. This is Tom Brady's top five receivers, but I want to say this is an old list. Okay? This is 2 years ago. Okay? Number five, Julian Edelman. 4,152 yards, 399 catches, 23 touchdowns in 99 games. 2 years ago, Edelman's well over 100 fucking 100 games. I'm guessing probably 30 touchdowns, 400 and, I don't know, probably 30 catches. Edelman's the fucking man.
Yep.
That's the best way to put it. Anybody disagree with me?
No.
Didn't fucking think so.
I don't think anybody can disagree with
me. Okay. Number four is my boy, Deion fucking Branch.
Yep.
6,644 yards, 518 catches for 39 touchdowns in 140 games. Love that motherfucker. Love me some Deion Branch.
He was an animal.
Love Deion Branch. Also, shout out Deion Branch for coming back to the Patriots and letting me get a number 84 jersey instead of an 83 jersey for Welker, who's a fucking traitor.
And how much life out of this for this trade.
Pulling. Deion Branch. Tight as fuck.
Deion Branch always tight as fuck.
Tight as fuck.
What even kind of question is that?
Number three. Troy Brown. 6,366 yards, 557 catches, 31 touchdowns, and 192 games. Troy Brown, you the man.
Troy Brown, you the man.
He did fucking everything.
Yeah.
Punt return, offense, defense, didn't matter.
Possibly
that dude
my
went out,
favorite receiver that's ever
bald,
been.
Bald, hard
Patriots.
As fuck.
Yep.
Troy Brown's a fucking man.
Him and Randy Moss are like...
Randy Moss!
Randy Moss was my favorite when the time was there, but actually, I wasn't watching the Patriots as much.
The Troy Brown man was the clutch.
Troy Brown was...
Yeah, dude,
Troy Brown
was fucking next level.
Troy Brown was clutch before. Now was like, oh my God.
Troy Brown was clutch before
dude
Edelman
was clutch,
and Amendola
so
came.
Clutch, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was... Brad,
he ever needed Randy a fucking third and whatever?
He was
like
the Amendola
in
the playoffs.
He needed a third and forever. Troy Brown was always open.
Congratulations, Randy Moss, on your Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we'll get to that, though. Number two. Fucking traitor. Wes Welker. I'm not going to call him a fucking traitor. He is a traitor, but when Wes was here, he was the fucking man.
Yeah.
So oh,
yeah. He wanted the money, man.
Wes Welker. Yeah. 9,905 yards, an even 900 catches, an even 50 touchdowns in 173 games.
That's 10 yards a
Wes
catch.
Wes Welker
average.
Was
yep.
Julian Edelman before Edelman was Edelman. But here's the thing.
10 yards a catch average.
Yes.
That's
here's
insane.
The thing is I listened to a podcast about the Patriots
and the concussions.
Marky, you're gonna like this. Listen to a podcast. I guess Edelman and Welker and Brady and all of them went to the Kentucky Derby a couple years ago, and Welker got drunk and went up to Edelman and basically was giving him shit, saying, "I was you before you were you," and Edelman's response was, "Yeah, but I make that catch in the Super Bowl and you didn't."
Oh!
It's true.
Facts. You're on him,
though. That throw to Welker in the Giants Super Bowl hit his fucking hands and he dropped it.
But it wasn't that catch. There was a couple more after that.
Yeah.
Givens and stuff.
Yeah.
If anybody,
it was,
any
it
one
was
of those
fucking,
would have made
it was
that
fucking
catch.
But also the thing, too.
But he's still fucking in.
Edelman can make the catch and take a hit. And then say, "Oh, that all you got?"
Yep, exactly.
Seattle Super Bowl.
Exactly. All right. And the number one top five receiver Tom Brady has ever had, Hall of Famer, Randy Moss.
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss.
15,292 yards, 982 catches, 156 touchdowns.
I mean,
in 200. And 18 games, motherfucker.
One for Randy Moss.
Yeah.
One for Randy Moss.
So, what fucking game?
Motherfucker.
The one-handed catch.
Over Rivas.
I mean, that's just...
It was stupid. It was fucking
it's
stupid.
That's the best catch I've ever
seen.
Like, one of the best
sick.
Catches.
There's no doubt about
him
it.
Him and OBJ, I mean, that's...
Did Moss
break
it?
Oh, my
it?
God.
What does high score mean?
Yeah, right? We don't have touchdown
the Randy Moss
record,
one-handed
so
catch that
dumb.
He took.
Granted, I mean,
but
most of that came from Minnesota, but I mean...
Straight catch, homie.
Mark, this was just with the Patriots.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
This was just with the Patriots. He had 15,000 yards
yep.
just with the Patriots.
Oh,
because he was the downfield threat, and he knew how to run.
He wasn't even a downfield threat. He was literally just, even if I'm quad covered, I'm open.
I mean, yeah, he's a threat anywhere.
He's just like, five fucking people. Ah, whatever, I'll go up and get it.
That's but you know what, though? Freak, man. I know I mentioned this before, but Randy Moss, good on you.
Yep.
Congratulations on your Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
You deserve it. You definitely deserve it after those stats. You deserve it.
Yep. All right, so we're going to break into a segment before we get to the last list game. And some other shit. All right, go
there
quick.
There was that one game, I think he had like 100-something yards.
Every game.
Three touchdowns.
Every
and
game.
And three catches.
Every game.
You had the Titans game?
Oh, no, it was when he was on the Vikings.
Yeah, when he was and on he the had, Vikings. He had three
Randy
catches.
Randy Moss had three catches for 140
yards. Yeah, 140.
Oh, my
three
God.
Touchdowns. Like, are
get
you fucking
after.
Kidding
are
me?
Are you kidding me?
All right, get so after. We're going to do a very quick beer review. We're, like, way behind the curve this episode. We didn't think it was going to take this long. So, AJ, what are we drinking? Red Prince.
It's called Red Prince. It's
Fort Hill Brewery. Shout out Fort Hill and East Hampton.
It's right here in town. Yeah, it's Fort Hill Road.
We don't know what this is. I just spilled it all over myself. Whatever.
Swag me too.
It's a Marzen style lager.
All right. Fucking cheers, boys. Not bad.
Not bad, but...
A little bitter, kind of shitty at the end, but not bad.
Yeah, the can's cool looking.
The can's fucking bitching. The artwork on the can
awesome.
Is fucking bitching.
It was good going down.
Good job.
No, it wasn't bad.
Aftertaste is a little iffy, but I like the taste of it, though.
What are we giving this? 1 to 10?
I'm going
to
give it a 3.5.
1 to 5.
3.5. Pulling?
Really? I like it for a 4 if I'm eating something.
There you go.
I'm not going to drink it at a party.
Yeah, we got to get through like everybody's segments, so... All right, so 3. Would you say 3.5 or 4? Hey, 4.
And we're doing out of
Marky?
5.
Marky, yeah, out of 5.
I don't know. I'll give it like 2.
2. AJ.
IPA drinker.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a 4. It was
4.
Pretty good.
Pops.
I'll give it about a 3.
Okay. All right. Not a bad beer.
Yeah.
Pick it up.
It's pretty good.
Fort Hill Brewery in East Hampton, Mass.
Even if you don't like it, the can looks.
The can is awesome,
phenomenal.
Man.
The can is fucking sick.
Oh yeah, buy the 6-pack. All right. Of the can.
So, I'm gonna throw out the pool and. Since we did the beer review, Pullman's beer and food review, what do you think this beer would go best with? Because I know last episode you said that the beer we had would go good with some pulled pork nachos. But honestly, I think everything would go good with some pulled pork nachos.
I'm looking for a steak and cheese quesadilla
with
this beer.
Okay. All right, steak and cheese quesadilla, I can live with that. Good call.
The look in his eyes, just like staring.
I'm looking
out,
for.
He's getting.
Pullen's actually looking
steak,
for
like,
a steak and cheese.
Steak and cheese. Yeah. Steak and cheese with some green peppers.
All right,
and okay. I would drink the shit out of this. Beer.
Nice pipes. You got any beat on the street shit?
Not yet, man.
Not okay. Cool.
We're on to the next.
All right, so this is going to be the last list. I just made this up out of my own opinion. Feel free to refute me. Tell me I'm an asshole.
You're
an asshole.
I wrote
you're
top
nice
five.
Person.
Top five dream receivers for Tom Brady.
Oh.
Number 5, Julio Jones.
Yes, sir.
I feel like that would be absolutely
even more
of
an animal
stupid.
Than he is now.
How is he at number 5?
I feel like that would just be...
Who else you got?
Oh, you'll see.
Well,
you'll see.
Antonio Brown better be number 1.
No.
No, probably Odell Beckham or
no,
some shit.
No, why the fuck would I pick that fucking diva douchebag?
Yeah.
All
you.
Right,
let's
number
see.
4. Like I said, this is opinion-based, man. Sammy Watkins.
Sammy Watkins would be fucking
dude,
dirty in the midfield with Tom Brady.
That's what I'm saying. Just go deep. Yeah. Just go
long.
Oh,
my God.
Just go long every fucking play.
Get Sammy on the post or the fucking fly.
Yeah, but
oh, my God.
Is,
Brady would put that
like
in his arms.
Like they did with Cookie. And it's just like double or triple coverage the whole time.
Yeah.
And downfield.
Cooks. But Brendan Cooks isn't 6'4".
Yeah. But look at Gronk. Gronk and Sammy on the cross routes with Gronk screening.
That'd be dumb. That'd be
with
fucking
Gronk,
dumb.
Gronk screening
yeah.
the
That'd be fucking
screening
dumb.
The corner.
It'd be insane.
Sammy's gonna be free.
No, it wouldn't be insane. It'd be fucking
he's
dumb.
Running.
It'd be unfair.
Yeah.
He's
gone.
Yeah, it would be unfair.
All right.
It'd
be like
no stopping him.
Tight end.
All right, number 3, I did put AB. Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
He's a fucking diva. He's a pain in the ass, but the guy's really fucking good at receiving.
Yeah, but if he got thrown by Tom
definitely
Brady,
top
he'd be
2
right.
receivers in the NFL.
Okay.
He's insane.
On to the next one. I put DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, Hopkins is talented.
Yep.
I wish he was.
It's just another deep field threat. This is all like I wrote was just like guys that can get like 1,000 yards in 5 games.
Yeah. But look at Hopkins. He went through like third string quarterbacks.
Yeah,
and
I mean he's still putting up good
stats. Still catching.
Yeah,
like, a bad throw that should have never
been
catched.
So think about the talent behind Tom Brady. It's like this fucking guy would just catch all of them.
He can just make catches, and that's it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And he's good at it.
All right, and number one, this is a huge Larry Fitz.
Oh, yeah. Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh my god, dude!
Forget about it. 17-0.
Forget about it. Just walking into the Super Bowl undefeated.
Forget about it.
It's Larry fucking Fitzgerald.
That's easy money.
Man.
He's a fucking.
It doesn't matter. Triple coverage, quad
hell.
Cut. It doesn't matter. That dude's fucking up.
He can go deep. He can go mid. He can play slot.
Exactly.
He can play the screen.
Exactly. It doesn't fucking matter. Larry Fitzgerald is a fucking animal. All right.
Oh, bubble. Okay. Gone.
All right, well, that was the Tom Brady birthday spectacular, guys. So,
nice.
Happy birthday, Tommy.
Happy birthday,
Tommy.
Guys.
Happy birthday, Tommy.
41 years young, still better than every other fucking quarterback in the NFL. Okay, so I'm going to send a few shout-outs. Also, shout-out us who didn't say shout-out until the end of the fucking episode.
Hey, yes.
Since we said it 18 fucking times last week.
Yup.
I want to say a big thank you to Big East Supermarket in East Hampton for sponsoring the show and supporting us the entire time.
Yep.
Another thank you to Audible.com for sponsoring the show. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You either have an iPhone or an Android phone. Just download either Apple or Google Podcasts.
If you got a fucking cell phone nowadays, you can find us.
Exactly. Follow us on social media. Twitter is @CheapSeatPod. Just look for View from the Cheap Seats on Facebook. And our Instagram, which is literally only 2 weeks old, @CheapSeatPod, the same as our Twitter. If you want to follow anybody on the show, follow me, Justin, @JustinCheapSeat. AJ @AJCheapSeat, Pops @PDCheapSeat, and Poulin @PoulinCheapSeat.
Seat.
P-O-U-L-I-N.
P-O-U-L-I-N. Cheap Seat. Also, this week, gonna do things a little differently at the closing. We're doing a giveaway, boys. So,
yep.
We're gonna do a giveaway.
Oh, you'll find out in just a second.
Ooh.
So the rules for the giveaway is either like our Facebook, follow our Twitter, follow our Instagram, rate and review the show on wherever you listen, and subscribe. Send us a screenshot of it as proof, and you will be entered to win a Tom Brady Funko and a either New Era or a 49, some shit. Patriots winter hat, because we're all New England fans. It gets fucking cold up here, so.
And it's all Patriots all the time, man.
Funkos, for those of you that don't know, is like a little tiny little action figure guy, big head, little body.
Shout out my wife for getting me the Tom Brady Color Rush Funko. All
right.
Yeah,
Hope. Shout out Hope.
All right, Hope.
Love you, babe.
But no, they're really cool looking. Justin's got a lot of them, and they are really cool.
They're amazing.
And even if it's the only one you got, you can put it up on your mantle, put it up wherever. They're really cool.
No,
it's
but,
Tom Brady,
yeah,
so.
So, like I said, either like our Facebook, or follow our Twitter, follow us on Instagram, rate, review, and subscribe to the show on either iTunes, Google, or wherever the fuck you listen. Screenshot it, send us proof, and you will be entered to win a Tom Brady Funko and Patriots winter hat.
Justin, actually, for Spotify listeners, how do we look you up?
Just literally type in View from the Cheap Seats, and it'll come up as a podcast. So, all right, guys. Well, sweet. Mark, do you want to join our season predictions for the Patriots record for this year? I'll write you in after Zolak.
Am I going last? Or?
Well, okay, so we got
done there.
So
we got, where the hell you been?
So Pop said 13-3. Poulin said 14-2. AJ said 12-4 because he's a fucking idiot. I said 13-3. Cheryl said 13-3. Kirsten said 14-2. John said 13-3. Zolak said 13-3. What do you got?
I don't know.
Get on a bandwagon,
14-2.
All right. 14-2. Put Marky down to 14-2.
How much have you been smoking down there?
Whatever Puma gave me.
Whatever the good shit is. Oh, whatever the good shit
is. All right, guys. Well, I think you'll hear from us next week. I think I talked to AJ. You guys are gonna come down to my apartment next week, film another episode. Because we were going to do two today, but there's no way in fuck that's happening.
Yeah, on the road from the Shrine.
So, we'll be doing...
We're going to connect next week, folks.
We'll be in a...
We got a road game.
We'll be done. Yeah, we got a road game.
Road game.
Yeah, we got a fucking road game. It's the road show. All right, guys. Well, like I said, like our Facebook, follow our Twitter, follow our Instagram, rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You'll be entered to win a Tom Brady Funko and a brand new Patriots winner hat. Solid giveaway. We only got about a month and a half left of summer, and then it's going to be fucking 12 degrees outside.
Somebody do something.
We're so we'll close to football season. We got 35
right around the corner.
We got 35 right we got 35 days until the fucking first regular season
God
game
damn
for the Patriots.
Right, we do.
So,
where's your remote?
So, here's your fucking remote. But all right, guys. Well, for me, I'm going to sign out. Thank you guys so much for listening. And, yeah, hope you guys subscribe, like the show, share us on all your social media, make us famous so we don't have to have real jobs. And we can just get ad revenue and just do this for a living. And then we'll do, like, fucking 5 shows a week. I don't care. Pulling anything to say?
Quest for six.
Marky?
Yeah.
Tommy, I feel like you're going to have the best season of your career.
Yeah, one more round of applause for Tom Brady. Happy
Tommy!
Birthday, buddy.
All right, Tommy. Happy birthday, buddy.
Hey, Tommy has so much to prove.
You don't have shit to prove.
Oh. Well, just for the haters, anyways.
Well, yeah, they're always going to be fucking
dude.
Haters. Yeah, even if Brady throws 12,000 yards and 70 touchdowns, they're going to be like, he was cheating.
But I love the haters that hate because that's just fuel. That's fuel for him to just do what he was born to do.
Yep. Make a bigger chip,
destroy.
Brother.
Yes,
all right, sir. AJ, anything to say to the fans?
Go Jets.
Louder.
Go Jets!
Hey, you blew it.
See you next week, folks. Have a great week. Enjoy your life, and we'll see you. We'll talk to you next
pre-season
week.
Preseason football on Thursday, boys! Man, Patriots, we're fucking close.
Patriots Redskins.
That. All right, everybody, take it easy. Buenas noches. Adios.
Buenos knockers.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.